You're in tune with Radio 2. It's 2 minutes past seven.
Hello, Cheeky.
Good grief. Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
What a funny way to make a living. Good evening, and welcome to this edition of Cheeky Digest, which includes...
Can a man have a true romance with an otter? How I climbed Vanessa Redgrave and found dandruff.
Are you smelly? Dr. Rubens explains why from a distance.
Kenneth Kendall, are they his own legs?
Loss of memory by what's his name?
How I met Hilda Baker and survived.
Hello?
Oh, you great girl's blouse. Oh, I'm not standing for that. Oh, you better apologize and be seen.
Who is that?
Richard Baker. He was complaining about the Kenneth Kendall joke.
Tomorrow afternoon at Lincoln's Inn Fields, there will be a belching competition. Competitors will include Lady Antonia Fraser, John Betjeman, and a little fellow whose name we don't know, but he's very good. Oh, yes, 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 Malcolm Muggeridge. Oh, blast, he's shot his bolt.
Even Mary Antonia Fraser, 3-1 John Betjeman.
Excuse me. Could I have a pound on Nicholas Parsons?
I'm not taking bets on him.
No, I meant with this hammer.
Carry on.
Hello?
Hello, Sir Bernard Delphom here.
You're going to complain about that joke, are you?
No, I want to put a quid on Antonia Fraser.
And now, here is Miss Nerissa Hump to talk about an evening in the theatre.
I bought a box of chockies and then got locked in the ladies' den.
Oh, my God.
Why don't we do this more often?
I'm afraid I can't at my age, dear.
And now, a limerick. There was a young lady called... who had an affair with a... One evening they... with an extra large... And the rest of this poem's been cut.
Why?
They wouldn't let me say...
Why not?
Apparently it means something dirty in Swahili. Hello?
Hello. I'm a Swahiliite. Oh, damn, I'll ring you back.
Did you know... Hello?
Hello, I'm a Welshman, but some of my best friends are from Swahili.
What was it you wanted?
Oh, damn, I forgot.
It is with trepidation approaching awe that we proudly present a one-man version of a Tennessee Williams classic.
Meow! Oh! Meow! Ow!
That was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Or if you prefer it, Puss in No Boots.
Hello, Cheeky's personal column. Hot shot shopping hits. And I'm glad I've got that over.
Ex-Pope seeks similar vacancy or commissionaire's job.
For sale, second-hand dentures. Owner does not wish to break up set.
Enthusiast wants something to be enthusiastic about.
Would-be artist seeks tin of paint, anything considered.
Midget, recently returned from abroad, wishes to look up old friends. Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cryer are proud to announce the arrival of a meanwhile. Meanwhile in Hertfordshire stud farm.
These collar-attached shirts are driving us out of business.
And now, a commercial. You say you use a shampoo on Sunday and by Tuesday you're covered in dandruff again?
Yes.
I find that amazing.
Why?
You're bald.
Oh.
If you don't want dandruff, be bald.
However, if you do want dandruff, write to Charlie Wavenan's Dandruff Nurseries.
Also available, pimples, athlete's foot, and this month's special offer, a funny little rash on the side of your nose.
And now it's time for Children's Corner. And children, whatever you're doing in the corner, stop it. And now here's Uncle Dracula.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men had scrambled egg for supper.
And now a story from Uncle Barry.
There was a sailor who met a tar...
Barry, this is... this is for children.
Oh, well, there was this sea scout who met a girl who'd been thrown out of the Girl Guides for...
Barry, you can't say that.
Oh, knickers. Oh, sorry, children. Rubber pants.
And now over to the interview studio where Dominic Fertilizer is talking to a man who makes models of Queen Victoria out of water.
Now, Mr. Lovelace. Yes. By the way, are you any... No, it doesn't matter. Well, now, making models of Queen Victoria out of water. This must be very difficult.
No.
It isn't difficult.
No, it's impossible.
But you are hoping one day to succeed.
No, I am hoping one day for a rude phone call from Diana Rigg, or Elliot Ness, as she was known on the telly. But in the meantime, I'm trying to...
Yes. What method do you actually employ?
Well, I have a large wheel, somewhat akin to a potter's wheel, which I set spinning. When this has achieved sufficient momentum, I throw on handfuls of water, which spin off, and everyone in the room gets wet.
Well, Mr. Lovelace, how close have you come to making a model of Queen Victoria?
Throwing on handfuls of water and everyone getting wet.
I see. Tell me, why do you persevere with this gargantuan task?
Well, in the immortal words of my wife Edith, to dream the impossible dream is a load of rubbish. So get up off your backside and get an honest job.
Mr. Lovelace, thank you.
Thank you, Diana. And do try to ring me before the weekend. There's a love. Thank you.
Encyclopedia of the Air, Letter C.
Chess, one of the oldest and most intricate games known to man. Many people have devoted their lives to it, and some games have taken so long that the participants have died and their sons have taken over the contest.
This is the best known way of getting airs on your chess.
Most shows have a musical spot, but we on Hello Cheeky, sparing no expense, have a musical rash. And here, accompanied by Tim Brooke Taylor, are the Dennis King Trio.
Though we boringly swore that we'd love till we die, sweetheart, our affair is over. So please take back your cufflinks and take back your tie. Sweetheart, our affair is over. Some people may say that we parted too soon, but our big affair lasted all afternoon. Since you put your cigarette out in my eye, sweetheart, our affair is over. A moment of magic must fade and grow pale, like that cheap pair of socks that I bought in a sale. And a small Spanish lady is groping my thigh. So, sweetheart, our affair is over.
Everyone knows the name of Nebuchadnezzar Stigwood.
No, they don't.
Ah. Well, some people know the name of Nebuchadnezzar Stigwood.
No, they don't.
Well, I know the name of Nebuchadnezzar Stigwood.
Who are you?
Ah. Well, I'm not too sure who I am, but I know who Nebuchadnezzar Stigwood was.
Who was he?
He was the man who invented the double-sided bra for ladies with droopy shoulder blades.
I've invented a machine that stops people smoking.
Really?
Yeah, just watch this.
How does that stop people smoking?
It blows them up.
Well, what about this, then? My machine guaranteed to make people laugh.
That could be useful to us. How much?
£3 million.
£3 million?
You see, it's working.
Meanwhile, in the little bistro, at a table for two.
We can't go on meeting like this.
Why not?
There's 48 of us.
Tonight, meet a new TV detective. You thought you'd seen them all, didn't you?
The fat one.
The suave one.
The scruffy one.
The black one.
The blind one.
The cranky one.
The crippled one.
Tonight, meet Wicklow. He outdoes them all. He's a dead poof.
And on BBC Two, Esther Ranson will be counting her teeth.
This will be followed by Show of the Week, in which a totally unknown Bulgarian folk singer will get an hysterical reaction from a studio audience who thought they were coming to see Morecambe and Wise.
On BBC Three, there is a repeat of Dad's Army.
On BBC Four, a second showing of Dad's Army.
While on BBC Five, which hasn't been invented yet, for those of you who missed it, for the first time round, there's another chance to see Dad's Army.
For those of you who don't wish to watch Dad's Army, tune into Radio 4, where you can listen to Dad's Army.
This announcement is a repeat.
Good gracious, when I look at you, I feel my heartbeat quicken. You put me off my curry and my spiced tandoori chicken.
What on earth is that?
One of the Indian love lyrics.
Get off. Get off.
And now, over live to Runcorn, where Miss Vera Headache is attempting to be shot across the Mersey from a giant catapult with rockets strapped to her knees.
All right, Vera?
Yes?
5, 4, 1, 2, 3, fire!
Oh, well, back to the drawing board.
Meanwhile, in a witch's coven, just downwind of the cauldron...
Eye of newt and leg of frog, claw of cat and hair of dog, this will make you live full long... Make you wise and make you strong. I'll sell these drops for untold wealth.
I'll get them on the National Health.
Speaking of which, here's a spell. W-H-E-I-A-T-H-O-U-E-R.
What's that?
The worst spell of weather we've had this month.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for.
The end.
No, me, Dennis King.
If that isn't the end, I don't know what is.
Peasant. Hi, fans. For those of you who haven't heard this programme before, I am the real star. And for those of you who have, shut up. And now for my brother Michael and all the other girls at the bottling plant, here's a joke. Here's a joke I crocheted myself. Man in restaurant, or if you don't happen to speak French, café. Man. Waiter, have you got frog's legs? Waiter. Yes, sir. Man, well, hop over there and get me egg and chips. Who said variety was dead? Before I go, can I have a word?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, he's very upset. He says he and the lads have been on a go slow for the last four shows and nobody's noticed.
Meanwhile, in a go slow in Harpenden.
Oh, we should hurry up, Eric. My mum and dad will be back in a minute.
Was that a rude joke?
No, Tim. It was about a couple who were playing rummy.
Oh, I see.
Like a lamb to the slaughter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the thousand voices of Michael Parkinson present songs from the shows. This week, selections from Rosemary, On the Town, Pajama Game, and Anything Goes.
Rosemary's on the game and anything goes.
Hello?
John Hanson here. You're taking the bread and butter out of my mouth.
Good. Now perhaps we'll be able to hear the words when you sing.
And now here is the latest news from the belching competition. Lady Antonia Fraser has been withdrawn by her trainer due to a strained fetlock. And so it's a win by default for John Betjeman without a belch burped. No, wait a minute. There are two late entrants, the Dean of Westminster and Eartha Kitt.
And the start has been delayed while the judges try to sort out which is which.
I'm just an old-fashioned girl.
Yes, the Dean is ready, but I'm afraid we'll have to leave the belching competition and go over to a test card. You don't get a lot of them on radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to leave the test card as the little girl in the middle has rubbed out the noughts and crosses and written bum on the blackboard.
Meanwhile, at 222B Baker Street, where a man is listening through a hole in the wall...
Holmes, Holmes.
What is it, Watson?
Sid Lawrence has just been on the phone. He says somebody has sprayed his orchestra with red paint.
Oh, it's the case of the speckled band all over again. Watson, pass me my meerschaum.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holmes, you're playing that on your meerschaum.
I know, you fool. You don't think it's easy, do you?
Meanwhile, in an opium den in Wapping... That joke loses a little in translation.
Hello?
Oh,
he says the way he heard it, it was a trombone.
Would make a difference. At the Labour Party conference in Brighton today, after some initial disagreements, the party's left wing and the party's right wing got together and they all flew off to Blackpool.
At the Conservative Party conference in Blackpool today, for the main debate, there were 423 ayes and 211 noes. Delegates were wondering who had the one eye. Or alternatively, the two noses.
At the Liberal Party conference in Llandudno today, the spokesman on agriculture announced that there was nothing wrong with spanking between friends. He later apologised for this and said his mind was wandering. He told our reporter that he was a very naughty boy and needed punishing. The Liberal whip was not available for comment.
Over to a rather scruffy little boy and girl discovering their first French restaurant.
Ah, bistro.
If any of our young listeners didn't understand that joke when they heard it, don't worry, we didn't understand it when we wrote it.
Here's another joke you might not understand.
My wife's gone to the West Indies.
That was no lady, that was my trombone.
The reason you don't understand it is it's a translation of the Chinese joke we heard earlier.
And to think they invented gunpowder.
And now, I'd like to introduce a serious touch to the programme.
Go on, then.
Seriously, Barry, can I touch you for 10 quid?
No. What do you do with all the money you get for this show?
What money?
You know, the money we...
Tim and I would like to sing
just,
the... Loved
just, just a minute.
The love duet from the Mousetrap.
Just a minute. What's all this about getting money?
Well, John, when we say money, they just give us enough for the return train fare from Aberdeen.
Yeah.
But you only live round the corner from here.
Yes, but if we come by Aberdeen, we don't have to change.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair. I don't get any money. All I get every week is a rotten cheque for £500.
Oh, that's tough. The duet from the... £500?
Could you keep things going for a minute? I want to nip out and buy Doncaster as a surprise present for me mother.
Why does he get £500 when I only get 400?
You get what?
£30. A series.
A series? Oh, well, that's all right. There's one consolation. I've seen John's mother. Doncaster will never fit her.
Speak, messenger.
Your Majesty, I have journeyed far for many days and nights. I have come with great speed, stopping for neither rest nor succour from the shores of far Cathay, and I would crave a boon.
What is, good sire?
Can I use your toilet?
And now, what could follow that but the royal flush of music themselves, the Dennis King Trio.
Looking around, just lately we've found some folk are still optimistic, saying that everything's all for the best. We say let's be realistic and let's all sing a miserable song. Let's sing of strikes and inflation. Sing of the worst, cause it's bound to come true. And 20 to 1, it will happen to you. Every day, let's start finding a way. Stop being steadfast and strong. Don't go around looking cheerful.
miserable song. Let's all sing a miserable song. Let's sing of doom and disaster. Measles and mumps, rising damp and dry rot. Rabies and scabies and heaven knows what. Give it to the earth to give out with the dirt. Every time something goes wrong. To hell with the prize of tomorrow. Let's sing a miserable song. Let's sing a miserable song.
And now, over to a well-known pottery in Stoke-on-Trent, where they are firing a kiln.
I'm sorry, your work's not up to standard. Get your cards. Encyclopedia of the Air, letter R.
Ramparts. These are only of interest to a sheep. And so we'll pass on.
Still with letter R. Oh. Radar. This is an academy in London where actors go to learn how to detect ships at sea. Before it was invented, people such as Sir Henry Irving used to keep bumping into the cross-channel ferry. Here is an early recording of this event.
Dead, dead, and never called me.
Hello?
Sir Henry Irving here. I'd just like to say... Oh! I'll call you back. I'm going to enroll in radar.
From Marconi's Cat's Whisker to quadraphonic sound, radio has a long and impressive history. Hello Cheeky will now cock it up in 3 minutes.
Despite many requests from the controller, once more, we unashamedly present 3 programs at one and the same time. Yes. Yes, a feast for the ear as we give you...
The Virginian. Survival looks at Britain's wild birds and international athletics. We'll repeat that for the benefit of anyone who was in the lav. The Virginian.
Survival looks at Britain's wild birds...
and international athletics. And over here at Crystal Palace, lining up for the woman's 100 meters are...
several gorgeous birds. The goldfinch, the chiff-chaff...
and there in the middle is...
that dirty old prospector from Rattler's Gulch, hoping he'll get lucky.
As they bend forward on their marks. The starter raises his pistol...
and lays a little speckled brown egg. The mother bird...
works as a hostess in the Last Chance Saloon. She said any time I like to come over...
they're off. And into an early lead goes...
Sheriff Don Levy.
Followed by...
2 wagtails.
Maureen Long.
1,000 head of cattle. All stolen from...
David Coleman, who...
during the mating season, sings from dawn till sunset. He's a chirpy little fellow who...
if he takes a shine to a girl, gives her crazy expensive presents like...
a 16-pound hammer. He's picking it up...
and stuffing it down the throat of his young. When they're old enough, they leave the nest and fly...
straight to Dodge City, where they pick up a couple of floozies...
the javelin, the shot...
and have themselves a wang-dang.
This occasionally results in a nasty rash...
under the chest feathers.
I always remember what old Doc said to me.
Keep taking the tablets, which are a mixture of glucose and salt. All marathon runners...
sit on these for a period of up to 6 weeks. When they finally hatch, they immediately...
form a men's 4x100 meters relay team...
hold up the Wells Fargo Express...
and fly south for the winter. And now for our old friend the owl, or as we know him...
Trampers.
His nocturnal habits include...
whipping her tracksuit top off... getting down beside Jean Willoughby...
and sleeping there all day.
Come on, Sheriff, I'll buy you a drink at the bar.
Which is at 6'10" and has only been cleared so far by...
her little blackbird.
From Jamaica. Last week, she broke 2 national records...
and the barman's nose.
What makes you think he's gonna skip town, Trampers?
Just little things like his...
spiked running shoes and starting blocks.
Then another thing. The last few days, he's been spending a lot of time...
perched in the top of a tree. When the female bird is near, the male tends to get overexcited.
And break his personal best.
And his old lady ain't gonna like that at all. She's...
The 19-stone Russian shot putter.
With tiny web feet.
The umpire... The umpire's speaking to her now. He seems to be saying...
This town isn't big enough for both of us.
Meanwhile, over at the start of the 1,500 metres is George Perkins, who will be running at a disadvantage because his coach...
Lost a wheel coming through Eagle Gulch. Hi there, Miss Kitty. What have you got to say to a lonely cowpoke?
Anabolic steroids.
Smile when you say that.
Listen now, as the chaffinch gives his distinctive cry.
Drop him. Anyone who moves is for...
The long jump.
The high jump.
The pentathlon.
And a little bit of bread and no cheese. On a quiet summer evening, if you listen very carefully, you may just hear...
On your marks, get set.
Oh! Hey, you got me, Trampus. Right in the...
Marsh warblers.
Miss Kitty, I love you so much that...
It bends and then straightens as he sails over the bar.
Out through the wind.
And flies right into a hole in the trunk.
I think this could be a record.
Say that again.
Yes, I think this could be a record.
Migration.
You're what?
My life is hanging in the balance. If things go wrong, I could be headed for...
The hop step.
And a lynching party.
So, at the end of the day, Great Britain have swept...
This town clean and made it a fit place for decent folk...
To lay eggs in. Good night.
Good night, Cheeky.
Cheerio, Cheeky.
This program was written and performed by John Junkins, Tim Brooke Taylor and Barry Cryer. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio. And the program was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.